The common use of dating apps has been attributed to more casual sexual encounters. Health officials say this type of hookup culture is one factor in the spike of STDs. Right now, the combined number of cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis are at an all-time high nationally. KUNR's On Gray talks with Jennifer Howell, who's with the Sexual Health Program at the Washoe County Health District, to learn more.
Part of your work with the health district is the education and prevention of STDs. What specific STDs do we see on the rise across Nevada, but also specifically here in Washoe County?
So we have a gradual increase of chlamydia and gonorrhea each year. For chlamydia, it's about 5 to 10% increase per year. Gonorrhea, that's a little bit more of a dramatic increase by years, maybe like 60% one year, 70% another year. And then syphilis. And nationwide, we rank like 14th, 15th for chlamydia and gonorrhea as a state. When we look at syphilis, though, Nevada, we rank number one for primary and secondary syphilis, which are the stages of syphilis that are the most infectious or contagious. And then we rank number two in the country for congenital syphilis. So that's babies that are born with syphilis from an infected mother. With a disease that's can be fatal, there's a lot of very negative health outcomes that are likely to occur, especially with those babies.
What demographics are being most affected?
Chlamydia, we're seeing it under the age of 25. For gonorrhea, we're seeing probably under the age of 40 as the most impacted population. It's really going kind of all over the place. Syphilis, it's all ages. It's all race, ethnicities. But 80% plus of the cases that we see in Washoe County are among men who have sex with men. And they may not identify as being gay or bisexual. They may identify as heterosexual, and they may have female partners and also male partners. That is the group that we're seeing impacted the most. And then we're seeing an increase among females. We know that there is a number of people, men who are having sex with male and female partners who may not be disclosing that.
There has been connections between the rise in the use of dating apps and how using dating apps can promote a culture of hooking up and casual sexual encounters. Mm-hmm. What are you seeing?
Social media apps that allow people to meet each other in ways that we didn't have before, whether it be hooking up or they're looking for a relationship or whatever that looks like for them, that's definitely had an impact. It takes people out of their social circle and exposes them to a new group of people, or that has more influence on them or something. And so they may have some substance use that they didn't have before, kind of take some more risks that wasn't their reality before they entered into that new social network. There's that component of it. Then there's also the component of knowing less maybe about your partner. If you're coming at it from a hookup perspective, then that's the goal, is to hook up. That's the goal, is to have this sexual encounter, and whether it be continuous or a one-time thing, and then not having the history. And so then people have limited information about who they have sex with. On the other hand, I've seen that people meeting each other online, that allows them to kind of have more conversations where they're between screens. And so maybe they are talking about it a little bit more. But if it's a hookup, they're probably not going to have those, or it's going to be very limited.
So can you talk a little bit more about the connection between drug use and the rise in STDs?
Well, methamphetamine use has always had an impact on STDs in people's behavior, I guess, and then putting them at risk for acquiring an STD. We've seen that for a couple decades. Opioid use, that brings in another component of people injecting drugs or putting themselves in situations to have sex to support their drug habit, survival sex, exchanging sex for something that they need, and that puts people at a higher risk. That's bringing in a group of people that may never have been a part of that experience before, because the opioid epidemic has touched so many different facets of life and so many different kind of classes and categories of people. And so it's really kind of brought more people into the fold of people that are at risk.
Jennifer Howell is the Sexual Health Program Coordinator for the Washoe County Health District. Thanks for sharing your insights with us today.
I always enjoy it. Thank you.
This is On Gray for KUNR News.